Hi guys.
I wasn't even going to say that today, but now that you said it, hi guys. Welcome to another episode of the Gray Area Podcast. I'm Shaquoia D.
Being Breeze.
It's your boy Damon.
And this is the Gray Area. If this is your first time joining us, this is a podcast about whatever we feel like talking about. It could be love, life, music, marriage. Who knows? But today, oh yeah, if you haven't already, don't forget to like, share, and subscribe, and hit that notification bell so that you get notified every time we make a post. But what are we talking about today, y'all? Sorry, I thought I was about to sneeze. Okay. But what are we talking about? Oh wait, we don't have a topic today, y'all. So, yeah. Let's just talk. How are you guys today?
A little bit.
I'm good.
Oh, now you go ahead.
You been ready to go?
I'm good, though. I'm good. I'm tired.
This is the tired pod.
I'm not sleepy. My eyes are tired. Mm-hmm. I'm doing a lot of lighting.
You've been looking at the screen for a long time.
Yeah. Got eye fatigue.
Yeah.
That's what it's called?
I think so.
I got it.
That's what it's called. I got it. How are you?
Tired.
You got eye fatigue too?
Yeah, absolutely. But you know, I've been wearing some blue light glasses. they've been helping a little bit, but I'm still tired. You know?
Yeah. I'm tired as well. Little bit of eye fatigue. From working, staring at a screen. I was not wearing the blue light glasses today.
Me either. I don't got no Blu-rays.
But I'm still recovering from, you know, being burnt out. But I feel a lot better than I did earlier in the week. So, yeah, because y'all saw me. I barely could get out of bed, for real.
I don't feel burnt out, though. I'm good. I feel alive.
That's funny.
Nah, yeah. But go ahead.
Oh, I was gonna say I don't feel burnt out. I'm just tired. And it was funny, I was watching a clip. It was talking about it was just talking about like, you know, being in the present, doing stuff now. And I was like, that's really what spurred me coming up here and trying to work on stuff that I end up recording. Mr. Kroger trip. But yeah, that's what really happened. That's why I'm tired now. Because I was like, you know, nah, let's just do it now.
I feel that. I mean, I had that mindset, right? And then I'm like, that's why I told y'all, all right, going to watch this pod that I'm about to edit. We're going to watch this at 3 o'clock. And I was like, yeah. And then I was like, about to fold these clothes. And I just lost all my energy.
It's 2:40.
Ooh. 2:40 rolled around, and I was like, that was it. That's
Did
all
you ever
I had.
Fold your clothes?
No, they're still in the bed.
That's tough.
I'm going to fold them before I go to sleep, though. Because I want to fold them and put them away. So, I mean,
I think it's more of a need than a want. I mean, I hope you want to, too, but.
Nah, I mean, I got a laundry bag I could put them back into. So I don't need to fold them.
Don't get it twisted. I could always throw it back in the bag.
Yeah. But I want to go ahead and fold them. Because I also want to, I actually do want to continue to make space. Like, get rid of stuff that I haven't been wearing and stuff like that. So I want to fold these things up because these are the things that I actually have been wearing. Put those away. Clear out some more of my drawer space, my closet space, whatever. And, yeah, I just want to be intentional about me moving forward. But I also have to, what I'm trying to do is listen to my body, but also, okay, listen to my body and let myself know that it's okay to not do nothing while you're trying to rest. But also try to do something. Which is fold these clothes. So,
step one.
Because it's like, I just want to fold them. I want to I want to give some more stuff away. So, I mean, I haven't even given the first pile of stuff away yet.
I got some other stuff that I got to give away, too. Just because I'm not going to wear it. I haven't worn it. So, might as well, you know, make space.
Yeah.
I'm openly receiving. That's my state of being right now. I'm openly receiving.
Yeah, but you got to make space for the blessing that you want to receive. Like, yeah, you could be in a space of receiving, but if your space is still cluttered, right, if you haven't cleared room for these new things because you're holding on to old things, whether it be physically or figuratively, it's like you could want to receive it, but there ain't no room for it. So, like, where is it going to go?
On top of the...
No. No.
Just throw it on top of whatever I got right here. You don't need that.
Because then it's going to just be more clutter.
Yeah, it's like putting in the new rice on top of the old rice. Now you got old rice.
Yeah, exactly.
It's the same thing. You don't want to do that, man.
Exactly. So.
Let that thing go.
I'm just making room. I'm working on making room. Because I got a lot of stuff. Making room. Making room. Anyways, I got a lot of stuff that's like, I have stuff from high school still.
You do got mad clothes. I might have a couple of things.
Or even college. And it's like,
I got stuff from after college.
I got stuff from college. But like freshman year of college. Like, but it's not like it's a bad thing. It's not a bad piece or anything like that. It was like, it was quality, so it lasts me a long time. But like, I don't wear this. I don't necessarily want it. And even if I did wear it, I don't want to wear it now. Like,
it's from 20 years. It's from 2008.
Right.
2008.
Oh my gosh. I'm not going to say it. We're not old.
You maybe.
I'm not old.
Age is in the eye of the beholder.
I'm young and vibrant. But like thinking about like, oh, this is from 2000 and like, and then I thought about when we were in high school. That was in 2000 and.
I mean, it's still 2000 and. But
yeah, I mean, we're 2020.
And 20, right.
Well, we just don't call it 2020.
I knew that.
Anyway.
But yeah, okay, I guess it is 2000 and still, like, right now. But, like, 2009, like, is when I was a freshman in high school. And just to think that it's 2022 right now?
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. Like, when you think about how far removed you are from high school.
13 years ago.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like, I'm an adult.
I graduated 10 years ago.
It's a decade.
Yeah.
Yeah, you graduated 10 years ago. We graduated 9 years ago. That's wild. Like, you...
Wait, what?
And I just now feel like, oh, so
we graduated. Oh, yeah. You said 2009. I was like,
what? That was freshman year of high school.
Oh, my God.
Went into high school 2009.
Oh, my Jesus.
Anyways, you were saying...
Oh, I said, I just now feel like I'm going to go.
Word, me too, and I think that's why it's so weird, like, why it's blowing my mind right now, because it's like, I just really started feeling like an actual adult, and I thought I was going to feel like this at 21, and then, and then I thought I was going to feel like this at 25, and now I'm 27.
Yeah, I mean, I caught myself this morning, 5 a.m., I'm sitting there thinking about my life, and I'm like, wow. One, I don't mind waking up this early. And then two, I'm like, I gotta make decisions.
Word.
Like,
you know, I'll be thinking about that. Like, you know, I don't want to ask for help. But if I don't ask for help, I'm gonna end up having to ask for help.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So let me just ask for help. I'm like, hey, y'all know any mobile mechanics? I tell everybody that I know that's from here.
Did you get
I got
response?
One. Yeah. I'm gonna call them Monday.
Okay. I hope it's not who you had gave it. Okay.
No, I had talked to him a couple of weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
He on service Atlanta.
Okay.
Only the south side, I guess.
All right.
But it's cool.
But yeah, It's weird though, cause like, I feel like you don't realize, or you think that. Gathering my thoughts. When you're younger, and you look at people who are in their 20s, a lot of times you think that they have it together, or they feel older than they actually are, or it seems like such a farther, like, distance to that age than it actually is. And now that we're here, like, we deep in our 20s, like, we've been here.
Deep in that bag.
It's like, like, realizing how young it actually is wild. Mm-hmm. Because I felt like this is such an old age, but I don't, not like, like people this age were old, but like they were adults, they were mature, they had everything figured out, their life was put together, da 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 da. And some people do, but like, it's not what I thought. It's just not what I thought was here.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's because when you like 15, 16, like the only thing you thinking about is like, I don't know about y'all. I wasn't thinking about what age I was going to be when I graduated college. I was like, I didn't even know I was going to be 23 at it by the time I got up. I'm like, oh, this how old I'm going to be? Like, it's just because before then, you know, you 16 or 21.
That's like, old in your head when you're 16.
You're an adult, yeah, but even 21, you're like, oh, you're an adult. All right, cool. It's like, when I get turned 21, they don't say nothing about when you turn 27.
Right!
27.
Don't nobody say nothing about 26, 27, 24. Come on, y'all. Like,
yeah. Well, it's also because the ages, the in-between ages, when you turn 18, it's like, oh, you turned 18. Mm-hmm. Then, like,
18, 21,
25. Yeah. So, like, because I remember, yeah, that 18, the gap between 18 and 21, it was just like a.
Yeah. It wasn't even that eventful
for real. Like, even the birthday, it wasn't really that. Yeah. You 19. Yeah. Still not as eventful.
You go into college.
Yeah. That part is, but, like, then you're in college, and it's like,
oh, yeah, you're in college.
And it's like, all right, cool. The next milestone is 21, and after that, it's like, oh, it's 25. We got cheated out of our 25. Well, I got hoodwinked out of my 25 because of COVID.
No, you had a good.
I enjoyed the day, the birthday.
The week. It was the week.
I enjoyed the week up to it, and then lockdown.
Me too.
I mean, I liked lockdown a little bit. It wasn't that bad, but I was in my mind, I was like, yeah, we about to be out. About to change the game. I'm gonna be outside.
How my 26 was. I was outside, leading up.
Doors
went
closed.
Went on the cruise. Mm-hmm. As soon as I got back. Yeah, I went on the cruise. Then I got back. I went to, it was the end of January. I went to some club. But it was actually fun. Like, that was the first time I had fun at the club in a long time. I was supposed to be outside. Then everything shut down. And then once everything shut down, I didn't have no friends no more. When everything shut down, my friends shut down.
I was supposed to be outside. Well, at least I thought I was going to be outside too. But went on the cruise, had your birthday. And even, remember when we were in the airport about to leave to go on the cruise. And oh, you flew from a different airport. But we had just seen some, and it was like, hey, y'all, when we get back, World War III might be started.
I remember that. I do.
And then we was like, dang, that's wild. What happened? What they do now? What the president do now? Mm-hmm. And then we was like, all right, well, we'll just worry about it when we get back. And we got on the boat, came back.
Had a grand time.
Yeah, we had a great time. Came back. Then we hearing about there was another cruise ship where people was stuck on. Then we had your birthday. Then the whole country, literally, the end of that week, whole country went on.
Yeah, it was literally, I thought, like, I had turned 25. And then, like, because it was I think it might have been a Saturday, too. But I was like, oh, this is fire. I go back home. And it's like, all right, we're actually gonna be on lockdown. You can't leave my house.
It definitely was March, because mm-hmm. I think around February ish, they were saying, all right, if you want to work from home, you can. Mm-hmm. I was like, nah, I don't want to work from home. If I work from home, I'm not going to be here long. So then they made me work from home. Mm-hmm. It lasted 3 months. I think March, April, May, June. Yeah, 4 months.
That work was home. Serious.
July, I was out of there.
Yeah.
Then I was free.
I was still working. I was working the whole time because I was working at a financial institution. But at least you had like the. I was outside working.
Bi-weekly.
Yeah.
Yeah, I had like a 1 week.
I was outside working too.
Oh yeah, because you changed jobs. But I meant like even when they first went on lockdown, like when everybody was either working, getting a chance to work from home, or they would get time off or whatever. Like, nah, I still had to come in to work. But yeah. I was still working the whole time, like, and,
When I tell you, if somebody would have told me that, like, my now would look like how it is when it was in 2020, I would have been living totally different.
I would have risked it all.
Like, what? Like, I wouldn't even know, like, living here? Like, I knew we was planning on it, but, like, I ain't expected to
be like this.
Be like this. Yeah, it just.
Yeah, I wasn't supposed to be like this either. Supposed to be in my loft right now.
But also, it's like, I don't know that. I'm glad that it happened the way that it did because I don't even know that we would have wound up, like, being here if we knew, huh?
I said, really?
Like, I mean, yes and no. So, like, we probably would have wound up in Georgia, but I don't know that mentally or even, like, financially or creatively we would have gotten to this place had we known where we were, like, going to end up.
Right. Go ahead.
I was going to say, I just feel like the journey would have been different. So, I don't know if I would have, like, I might not have broken the habits that I've broken. Might have been like, oh, we're going to get there anyway, so I must be doing something right. Not realizing, like, I got to change some stuff to get there. So, go ahead.
I was about to say, I definitely needed to be alone.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I literally just stopped being alone.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You struggle with it every day. It's like, no.
What, not being alone or being alone?
Not being alone.
Mm-hmm. How so? God, Holy Ghost.
I cut that part out. I was joking.
Nah, but I just. Oh my.
Laughing be funnier than the jokes.
Did you see her face?
A little bit. So,
I'm trying to do it again, but I keep laughing at. I had a straight face. So I just looked at him.
But yeah. It is funny to be alone.
Continue.
I just stopped being alone. Like, I just stopped. Being alone and feeling like I need to be alone. Like now it's like, okay, I could be around people again. But even sometimes when I be around people, I still be feeling alone.
But I feel like it's important to have that time alone. I feel like a lot of times we don't take those moments to be alone. Either because we're concerned about leaving other people alone or...
Sorry, y'all, listen, that just...
Either we're concerned about leaving other people alone or what they might need or just, like, I don't know, we just don't be taking the time. Or we feel like we're not supposed to be alone. Some people just don't want to be alone. But it's good. It's good to take time for yourself and stuff like that.
Yeah, I didn't mind being like I never minded being alone. I mean, I granted I had friends So,
that a shot.
No, I'm just saying, like, I didn't realize how that sounded. I've been around my friends for a while, so, like, being alone that didn't necessarily bother me. But I had felt the whole, like, even when I was, like, around people feeling alone, but I think that more so stemmed from, like, just feeling different. Mm-hmm. Like, it's like, even if you could understand, you probably won't. So it's like, all right, well, what do I, like, if nobody ever gets me, I'll be all right. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. At least you have a dog, you know? You could just, hey, if nobody gets me, you love me.
Track star. I need a moment with God, even my dog hate me. My dog didn't like me until probably a couple days ago.
What you mean?
That's not true. She
just wants to spend more time with you. Get out of here.
I need a moment with God, even my dog hate me.
She did not hate you. She just wanted more attention.
It's dramatic.
She didn't like me. We good now.
Not a few days ago either.
She had her moments when she like, aw. And I was like, aw. But most of the time she was like.
Because she just want to play fight. And run around.
We do not abuse animals here.
I don't think anybody wants that.
Oh, you said play fight. So I just want to let them know. I don't fight back.
Just be losing. You get bit up.
I don't got no clue.
Nah, she just wants to play more. Like, she needs more toys, and she just needs more time to run around. That's it. She just wanted attention, and she wants some chicken. She's tired of being vegetarian. She wants some chicken.
She definitely be iron our plates every time.
She's heavy.
She used to eat real food.
Yeah.
You spoiled her.
You cut off,
and now she's like, what happened?
Bro, I used to be spoiled. Just a couple months ago, we was good.
Look, every time he was in the kitchen, I'd smell the burners on. That's for me.
Right.
That's for me.
You cooking for us? It's like, I just don't food.
Oh, wow.
She's still spoiled.
Oh, yeah, she is. But now your schedule is different, so y'all just adjust it.
Yeah. When I was on the south side, mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, I was at a warehouse.
Mm-hmm.
Then I came here.
Yeah.
I was at a warehouse.
Yep.
But I used to play with her.
You was up and free during the day.
It was just me and her.
Mm-hmm.
So we was playing all day.
Yeah.
Or outside. Once we moved here, it wasn't just me and her. So now I gotta take into account other people's sleep. Like, when I came home from work, y'all was asleep.
Yeah.
So we can't run around here. Yeah, we playing. Yeah, it was a lot. But now we back. We back, baby.
Oh, man. But yeah.
Makes sense.
I do think, just going back to what you were saying about being alone in a crowd of, well, when you're with people, I do think that's a testament to, like, yourself and how you're feeling. Or sometimes it might even be a testament to the fact that, like, you said to the fact that you're just different and, like, people might not fully understand you, which is true. Sometimes it might just be a testament to, like, you need to go be by yourself. Like, or, just take some time to yourself.
Or get new friends.
That too. But sometimes it really is just like, oh, I'm different. But you have to understand. You have, after a certain, I guess a certain point, or after a while of recognizing that, when you take time for yourself and then you go into those types of rooms, you start to realize, like, you don't feel loneliness, but you recognize that you are set apart. And it's different. And you feel more confident in it. I think. That's just my opinion. But.
No, I mean, I think I don't think anybody was meant to be with somebody 24/7. Like, you, that's the reason why, like, you have friends for, you have friends for different reasons sometimes. Like, you have, like, friends that you hang around. Like even if you're around your friends all the time, like, you might want a break.
What about us?
You don't want to be around me all the time. It's just not how it works. Like, it just,
yeah.
Because, I mean, we are community people, but.
You're still
a person. Yeah. You should not like it.
You'd be like, all right, need my space.
Yeah, it's like, if I have to say every thought that I have, it's like, what if this was just a random thought that I just.
Where I'll be down there talking to myself. Like, what'd you say? Well, nothing, I'm just thinking out loud.
Yeah. I was doing that earlier. Mm-hmm. I feel like we all talk to ourselves in this house.
Yeah, no, I definitely do. Mm-hmm. I be having to catch myself. Y'all, never mind, I'm not even about to say how weird. Nah, it'd just be, I'll be talking to myself, and I'll catch myself, like, if I'm going through an old scenario, I'll almost be saying the entire sentence, like, bad, but. I don't see it. Now you trip, would you? I'm like, oh wait, my man, people can see me. I have to catch myself, like, I'm out here, hey, like, responding. I'm like, yeah, that's what I should have said, like that. Yeah, I think it's just, why you?
You been doing that at work?
Every once in a while. if I remember an embarrassing moment, like, sometimes I'll just say stuff out loud, like if I remember a moment where I tripped down the steps or something, I'll be like, I'm good. Don't even worry about it. Like, it's like my body just be like, nah, we're gonna shake that off. That didn't happen. We're gonna keep it moving.
Yeah. Are you doing that at work?
Yeah. I mean, it don't be that loud. Like, people be around, but I be having my mask on, so it's just like, yeah. Ooh, that's crazy. Just gotta keep it moving.
Stretch it out.
Oh, that's funny.
Oh man, y'all actually really funny. Y'all know that? No? You don't know? You don't know either? I'm here to tell you, you guys are hilarious.
Got a crick in my neck.
I've had one this whole time, that's why I ain't turned.
Pulled your muscle off. I'm like, you saw something pop right here. I'm like, got it tight.
Y'all funny. See? Hilarious. I didn't mean to say it like that.
All excited. Hilarious.
Hilarious.
But yeah, life is funny.
I feel like I was about to ask a question, but I feel like we've answered this question on a podcast before, but I don't care. What's one thing that you look forward to in your future? Like, one thing you look forward to seeing?
Seeing myself cry tears again. So I got this room, my master bedroom. It's basically, it got big glass windows like this. My bed right here. Boom. Big bed. Alaskan King. It's a big bed. And then.
That's a big bed.
Boom. Windows. And out of my windows, it's like mountains. Probably live in Arizona or something. When I was looking, I'm crying tears for sure. That's my wife. Consoles me.
She like,
nah, not like that. It's
like a, you acting soft.
Nah. Oh man,
Alpha man demonio. Can't cry.
Nah, you can cry. It's all good.
All right, what about you?
Oh me, just everybody winning. Like, I think that's probably what I look forward to, just being able to be like, look out and just be seeing her, like, maybe I'm on like a group FaceTime call or something, or just like, just maybe we at a party or something, and I'm just looking around, I'm like, dang, all my people's winning. We winning. I see you acting. my friend acting, you know, my other friend.
You can say that now.
I can, yeah. You see, it just be.
I was thinking that, like, everybody might be winning. That's not.
But you mean like everybody is winning, like living out their dreams, not working any 9-to-5s if they don't want to, like.
Yeah, just everybody like wanting, like seeing everybody successful and doing the thing that they want to do, whatever that might look like. I think that's what I'm looking forward to.
You all right?
He was about to start crying. His joke.
Practicing.
I had a dream the other night. I cried tears of joy. I was playing the championship game. We won. I was playing against LeBron. We won. I was like, I think I actually cried like in my sleep too.
You working on crying on command? What's happening?
That's what it seemed like. Nah, me just. He gonna be the one acting. He gonna be like, my brother's an actor. Mm-hmm. He can cry on command. Breeze, show him.
I can't do it anymore.
Right. You're not good at it.
I can't do it anymore. All right.
You're not
good. What happened to Joy?
Right.
Oh. I did it.
Funny. Okay, one thing. Since you guys asked, one thing that I look forward to. I guess it's just like, this might sound a little selfish, but just being able to like, being able to like just kind of like ball out, like, but with my family and with my friends. So like,
I'm with you.
Like be able to just be like, hey y'all, Dubai trip this day, I already paid for y'all flights, just pack your bag. Call off of work if you working or whatever. Like, we out. Just be here at this time or I'm going to send a driver for you. Like, I'm looking forward to having those moments.
I had that same thought. I don't want to buy the flights, but I got where y'all staying. Right here.
I feel you.
Get your own flights.
Nah, I'm going to get the fight and we going to stay in a villa. It's going to be a villa together.
Yeah, I got the villa. Y'all get your flight.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, I want to, or it might be like we going to be on the private jet, so just pack your bag. Monies. Listen, I want to be able to do nice things for the people that I love.
Uh-huh.
And not stress about how much it costs or if we can do it or whatever. Like, I don't want to stress about it. Are my bills paid or not. Like, my bills, they good. Like, we're good. This is just, we just want to take a trip.
Mm-hmm. We're going on a trip, my favorite rocket ship, zooming through the sky, little Einstein, I'm aboard.
Continue. Go ahead.
Ready to explore.
I didn't know you knew that many words.
I don't
either. Go ahead, I know you know the rest.
Don't act shy now.
Mr. Cry on command.
Last night I cried tears of joy.
Well, yeah, I just really want to be able to, like, just ball out for my friends and family. Like, just do things. Just do the things that I want to do and have fun and, like, let everybody be joyful in their lives. And not to my detriment or not to, like, my demise or expense. It's like, I'm doing this nice thing because I just want us to have a moment together. And that doesn't mean that I'm doing that every weekend. It's just like, when I want to do it, we can do it.
Word. Yeah. We can do it.
After we ball.
Exactly. Yeah.
Life beautiful. Yeah. Life is beautiful. Yeah. Stuff happening. Now I'll be watching my life and like out of body experience. Yeah. You know, I just be watching. Like, wow. So this is like, stuff make a lot more sense that way, I guess. Because it's like my life now is what I've been asking for probably a couple years ago. But I had to become a certain person to even be able to
get to this
and actually live this life. Mm-hmm. But like, to just watch it, I just be like, oh wow. Just turn left.
Yeah. It's almost funny because like, life is so funny because you can watch it. You're like, you're watching the story while also playing like the role in the story at the same time. Like everything else you usually have to watch in regular movies, it's like you're watching the whole story unfold, but you're not actually in it. So it's like in actual life, like you're watching it and you're feeling all of the emotions, like going through it. So it's just like, it's interesting.
I got a question.
What up?
If there was no such thing as mirrors, or we never saw a reflection, would we have high or low self-esteem?
Probably high.
But we see everybody else.
We could see everybody else, but I'm going to assume that I look how majority of the people look. Like, I'm not going to think that I look so much different than everybody else.
And I think, I was going to say, I think your, like, barometer for how attractive you would look to you would be, might be how many people, like, I guess, approach you or talk to you, or so you're...
So if you, like, if nobody approach you, or would you be like, wow?
I mean, it just depends. I was gonna say it just depends, because, like, you could just have game, and then now you feel like you're way more attractive than you actually are. You could be,
I mean,
you could be
hideous. Like that now.
Yeah, but
I was gonna say, the way that works might be different, though, at that point. Because if none of us can see what we look like, or, like, if we haven't seen ourselves, our reflection in the water, or anything at all, then it might be different where, like, I'm not necessarily... That might not be as much of a factor. Because I don't know how attractive I am. I do like your face, but I don't know, like... And that's the thing, like, I like your face, but I don't know how attractive I am, so, like, okay, I might be looking more toward the personality, or I might be looking more towards, I don't know, career. I feel like it may not completely eliminate the looks factor, but, like, I think it would maybe, like, lower it on the scale of importance, because if my own image isn't important to me, then the person that I'm dating, I feel like it wouldn't be as important at that point, if that's how society was set up.
And then, like, how would I know if my barber messed up my lineup? That's crazy. It'd just be like, ayo, like, but does my haircut look all right? Like, I gotta trust everybody? That's crazy.
But it's like, do you get lineups and stuff like that? Like, what is the importance of getting, like what then becomes the importance of, like, the actual appearance? Is it, because I can't look at myself, so it's not going to be like, so yeah, say, I just felt like, you know.
So you saying everybody's going to just let themselves go and look dusty?
No, I'm not saying that.
Like, what's the point of it?
Yeah, because then it's like, is it then only for other people? Because, like, when I cut my hair for me. I didn't cut my hair for anybody else. And I liked how I looked, but if I don't know how I look, then do I cut my hair?
I don't know. That reminded me of might have been Beyonce. During the lemonade, one of the little poetry moments. Mm-hmm. She was like, I abstained from mirrors for 3 months. And I was like, you ain't look at yourself for 3 months. It's a long time to not look at yourself.
Like, you ever seen somebody that was going on a vow of silence? That's tough.
I feel like I'd be wanting to say stuff, especially depending on who's in the room or if I'm by myself. So I don't know if I could do a vow of silence, because I will start talking to myself out loud. And then I'll be like, it don't count because I'm talking to me.
I mean, but you can talk to yourself in your head. Like, you can hear yourself. Like,
that's true.
That was like with the KRS-One video. Oh, I don't know if you watched the full thing, but it's like, you can talk to yourself, you can hear yourself, but there's no, like, sound hasn't been made, and it's like you're talking, but you haven't actually moved your mouth. So, like, you could have a whole conversation in your head.
I mean, I do that, too, but sometimes myself don't be listening, so then I have to yell at myself out loud.
Yeah, that happens to me, too. I've been having to tell myself, shut up.
Yes!
Every once in a while.
Or, like, relax.
Like, all right, we get it.
They're approaching with our order.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, my God.
Let me go outside and get the food. All
right, please pause this.
All right.
Wrap it up, man.
Well, thank you guys for joining us for another episode of the Gray Area Podcast.
Gray Area. Ooh.
Do you want to tell them that we had a brief intermission? We don't remember where we left off? Or...
So, guys, we had a brief intermission. We have no idea where we left off. So, at this point,
we're just gonna, you know, we're gonna wrap it up real quick, okay? We appreciate y'all for stopping by. Again, like, comment, subscribe. You know, tell a friend and tell a friend and tell another friend. You can like the live, share the live if you happen to see us on live as well. Yeah, and we just appreciate you for being here. Do you guys have any other points?
Don't forget to follow us on Instagram at Gray Area Podcast. If you have any topics that you want us to touch on, or if you just want to say hi, make sure you comment below. Say hello. Like you said, don't forget to like, share, and subscribe. Tell a friend and tell a friend and tell a friend. And we'll see y'all next time. Bye.
Adios. Stay blessed, stay black, people.